are you growing or are you ready to grow? Let's talk about some signs ng growing pains that would let you know that you're on the right track. Hi there and welcome to a new episode of the Trying Hard with Laika podcast. And this episode is quite special for me. I know I keep pushing you sa dulo ng mga episodes natin. I tell you to dream big, work hard, start now. Don't let anyone keep you from trying hard. Like all of these things, these are good quotes, positive quotes, encouragement, I'm hoping. Pero hindi kasi laging ganun yung feeling, hindi laging ginaganahan yung feeling, hindi laging madali yung feeling when you're actually in the process of growth. So today we're going to talk about growing pains, lagnat laki kumbaga, and things that you need to expect kung handa ka na to grow. And if you're growing right now, whether you're aware or not, these are things that you probably are going through or you will go through in the future. Kasi the truth is, a lot of us, and I say us kasi I just looked through some of my old journals nung 2014, 2015, meron pang 2011. And then I was reading some of my entries. Tapos nakalagay doon itong process na to sa akin. Na all I could see are these growing pains. At that time, hindi ko pa na-realize na kaya pala may growing pains ako kasi it was because I'm growing. Akala ko pain lang yun. So pag-uusapan natin yung four things that kind of mark itong process of growth. Now, before we do that, let me just acknowledge the fact that in childhood development, in psychology, in developmental psychology specifically, we define growth and development as two separate things. Ang growth is an increase in size. So kung tumatangkad yung bata, lumalaki siya, bumibigat siya, that is growth. Physical siya, literal. And then we call development naman yung mga processes na medyo mas internal. Yung kanyang psychomotor functions, yung kanyang pag-iisip, yun yung development. So medyo internal siya, paloob siya. But for our purpose in this particular episode, we're going to pair those two together. So hindi siya about growth in size, but in about growth as in the growth mindset and about development then as a person. Okay? I know, kasi lagi ipapreface ko lang yun kasi baka mamaya yung iba mag-iisip. Ano, bakit growth? Ano yung physical growth? Hindi lang physical growth. We're going to talk about all the types and forms ng development and growth. Okay? Now, bakit natin ito kailangan pag-usapan? Kasi nga, gusto ko maging handa kayo. Even as I aim to be more motivational and encouraging with you, lagi ko sinasabi, di ba? Kailangan maging realistic pa rin tayo sa expectations natin. And if you're going through these things, I'm not diminishing the fact na masakit at mahirap at uncomfortable. But I'm going to try to call to these points in your life to give you a bit of encouragement by saying that it's part of the process and that it will be worth it, hopefully, in the end. So, bakit ko to naisip gawin ng episode na ito? Well, honestly, maliban dun sa mga Ask Laika entries ninyo, by the way, thank you for sending your letters, wherein you really share some of your struggles din when it comes to personal development and growth. Meron kasi ako nakitang TikTok video of a crab molting. Na ano ba yung molting? M-O-L-T-I-N-G. Yun yung process ng isang animal kapag siya yung nag-grow. For crabs in particular, ang nangyayari is they leave yung kanilang exoskeleton. Diba kasi yung crabs, hard yung kanilang shell, hard yung kanilang swimmers, yung mga claws nila. So ang nangyayari sa crabs when they molt is they leave that exoskeleton na hard na and then they turn into a bigger version of themselves over time. But hindi madali yung process na yon. And I saw the video and I just thought, magandang metaphor to for growth in real life. Kasi ito yun, ito yung struggle na yun, ito yung process na to that a lot of us are going through right now. Okay? Now, let's talk about the first growing pain. Okay? The first growing pain is this, that you'll be vulnerable. You'll be vulnerable. Sa process ng growth, you will feel exposed, you will feel vulnerable, you will feel inadequate. Whenever we're growing, it forces us to step out of our comfort zone, to be in uncomfortable situations, to be in new situations, to be a new version of yourself. And dun sa process na yun, hindi pwedeng perfect ka agad. Kasi nga bago eh. And much like that crab, kasi di ba yung crab, kahit na matigas na yung shell niya, pag umalis siya dun sa exoskeleton niya yun, di ba hindi pa nag-harden yung kanyang bagong exoskeleton eh. For a few days, a few weeks, a few months, sa buhay ng crab na yun, or kung anumang crustacean yun, or kung anumang arthropod yan, that animal will be vulnerable. Sa birds, whenever they shed feathers, they also become vulnerable to sickness. Nagiging masakit din sila. Sa dogs, even, pag nasa-shed ng maraming dogs natin, di ba, kailangan natin sila i-feed well. Kasi that process is going to be difficult for them. You will be vulnerable for those few moments in your life, for a brief time span. You'll be even more vulnerable than you were when you were that older person. Now, a crab may think, ano ba yan? Kung mag-shed ako ng exoskeleton ko, kung mag-grow ako, babalik ka parang halos from scratch. Magiging malambot ka uli, magiging vulnerable ka, magtatago ka kasi magiging ano ka eh, target ka ng mga predator. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to grow? O magstay na lang ako sa kung sino yung ako dati kasi at least may hard shell na ako noon. Those are the questions that we need to wrestle with when we actively engage in the process of growth. But it's necessary. And you will be vulnerable. There's another analogy, which is yung hermit crab naman. Kung familiar kayo doon sa hermit crab, di ba? The idea there is that the hermit crab kasi has a softer na parang katawan sa totoo lang. And then they hide or they pick out kung ano yung mga shells where they will live. Yung doon sila magtatago. And yung time between a hermit crab leaving yung old shell niya, kasi lumaki na siya, hindi na siya kasha doon. And going to another shell na mas malaki this time, yung few seconds na yun, kung merong nakaabang doon to snap him up, yun yung pinaka-vulnerable siya kasi wala siyang shell. Pero bakit nila ginagawa yun? Why do they take the risk? Kasi they know that those few moments of vulnerability will enable them to have a bigger shell in the future. More room to grow. Sana tayo rin. You have to understand that you being vulnerable in this particular moment in your life is not going to be permanent. Ngayon ka lang vulnerable din. Eventually, your exoskeleton will also harden and this will be even bigger and more roomy than it was before. You will be even an even more formidable opponent dun sa mga ibang out to get you. So, I'm not saying that you should be happy dun sa entire feeling ng vulnerability. But I want to encourage you by saying that it's normal. And I know that kasi that feeling of being naked, alam niyo yun, being inadequate, being inadept sa isang lugar. I felt that so many times before. But those few times that made me feel like that actually empowered me to be who I am today. Something as simple as speaking in public. So, I received this comment from someone, sabi niya sa akin, parang, Coach, nung unang likha, kasi nung likha summit last year, 2022, I spoke. And then 2023, I also spoke. And then this person was there both times. And then sabi niya sa akin, ibang-iba ka nung nag-speak ka nung 2022, paano ka nag-speak nung 2023? And then sabi ko sa kanya, you know what? It's really because when I spoke nung 2022, I felt so vulnerable. I felt so naked. I hadn't spoken in a crowd that big since before the pandemic. So ibig sabihin, 2 to 3 years akong hindi nagsasalita sa ganung kalaking crowd. And for someone with social anxiety na komportable na sa kwarto niya, gumagawa lang ng videos, nag-livestream na lang tayo, mas okay pa yun. Kailangan kong i-relearn yung certain things. And the thing also is, before the pandemic, I was Coach Laika already, pero for civil service learners. So I knew how to conduct myself around them as an instructor teaching them test-taking techniques. Pero yung pagdating sa speaking in public, as in about the creative journey and all of these things, relatively new siya sa akin. Bago siya sa akin, so I felt vulnerable. I felt naked dun sa talk na yun. But again, because that happened in 2022, in 2023 when I came back to give another talk, medyo mas ano na ako. Oh my God, it was hard na yung shell ng very, very light kasi noong 2022. And I was a bigger crab at that moment kasi, ano na, tapos na yung period of vulnerability. Medyo na, ano ka na, na nakakalma na ako ulit. So embrace that feeling. It's part of the process, okay? at least understand that it's necessary. So if you feel right now that you feel vulnerable, ako, I'm trying something new kasi coach, I'm trying to step out of my comfort zone. Nag-yes ako sa isang posisyon, nag-yes ako sa isang opportunity, mag-host ako ng isang event for the very first time. And you feel vulnerable, you feel naked, you feel unready sa sitwasyon na yon. It's part of the process. Okay? It's normal. But you just need to try your best. And then eventually, you will build up your exoskeleton as well. Okay? But I congratulate you for taking that step because it's necessary. Now, the next thing we're going to talk about is this, that you will make a mess. You will make a mess. You will leave traces of your old body behind, of your old you behind sa wake mo, whenever you're growing. It's not a fabulous process. It's not a pretty process ang growth. Growth is messy. Growth is a mess not just for you, but it could be a mess for the people around you too, so they would see it. And it's really not as smooth sometimes as a one-shot thing. Like dun sa kinukwento ko nga yung crab, di ba? Na parang nahirapan siya na yung process na to, and then lumabas siya dun sa old shell niya, and then that was it. But for other animals, hindi siya one-step process na lalabas siya ng buo. And actually, for a lot of crabs, hindi rin. Kasi nakakaroon ng mga molting fail sometimes. Naiiwan pa yung isang leg or whatever. And if you see, like, i-google nyo lang, molting animals, you will not see a pretty picture. Kasi birds will become ugly, sabihin na natin, lose their feathers before they grow new ones. Certain animals shed in parts. So their skin would be rough, yung naiiwan yung certain parts nila, kumbaga yung dead skin nila somewhere. And yung process na yun, hindi talaga siya maganda. And you will be leaving, again, old parts of you behind. And I'm saying this because it could be a metaphor din for how we grow sometimes. Don't think that it's going to be an overnight process. Growth means having to deal with old you on a fairly daily basis. And deciding to change and deciding to grow doesn't magically happen. Na parang, okay na. And nag-grow na ako. Goodbye to my old self. Tapos kalimutan mo na siya agad. Hindi. Wala tayong old self amnesia na tinatawag. In fact, growth is usually gradual. It's slow. And I'm saying this kasi I just had an experience actually the other day lang. I was editing a really parang demanding na YouTube video. Kasi I made a video lesson on noun-verb heterophones. So how do you pronounce record and record? Conduct and conduct, address and address. And I used my drums. Like, I tried my best to make it as easy to learn as possible for a whole range of viewers. Kasi ang iniisip ko, that type of lesson, kahit sa grade schoolers, that could help them with their fluency and pronunciation. And halos buong araw, nung araw na yon, I was focusing on making that video. And then, nung hapon na, my brain was tired, my eyes were tired, I was not feeling too well. I fell asleep. Nakatulog ako. And nung nakatulog ako, a few hours, pag-gising ko, and this keeps happening to me, I still need to unlearn this, napabalikwas ako ng gising, napabangon ako, tapos I was apologizing. I was profusely apologizing. Sorry, nakatulog ako. Pasensya na. Kanino ako nagsusorry kay Haley? Kanino ako nagsusorry kay Zandy? Kasi nakatulog ako. Bakit? Bakit ako nagsusorry na nakatulog ako? When you think about it, the SERB naman, diba? Nagtrabaho naman ako ng maigi. Wala naman ako na-miss na anything. Nasa sarili ako akong bahay. Tapos, wala naman ako responsibilidad na nabitawan. In-earn ko naman yung nap ko na yun kasi nga, again, ang dami ko nang nagawa throughout the day. Maaga akong nagising and then I started working agad. But why was I apologizing? Why was I making a huge deal out of getting a nap sa middle ng day? And the answer was very clear because it was a remnant of my old self. It's a remnant of the old self that I'm trying to outgrow ngayon. To say, I'm trying my best actively to say sorry less, lalo na kung hindi ko naman kasalanan, and say thank you more for people who understand kung may sitwasyon at hindi naman nila ako, hindi ko naman kasalanan. Thank you for letting me take a nap, di ba? It's a different way of saying that versus, oh, so I'm sorry, nakatulog ako. Kasalanan mong makatulog kung pagod ka at in-earn mo naman, di ba? Eh, pero bumabalik eh. And that's the thing about growth. May mga bagay na babalik at babalik sa atin. Akala mo, nagbago ka na. Akala ko, okay na ako eh. Kasi for so long, okay na ako. Bakit bumabalik itong dating ako? Ba't tinatamad ako uli? Bakit sumasagot ako uli? Bakit magagalitin ako uli? Parang nagmumulto yung old you every now and then. And the thing is, it's part of our growing pains. Kasi you're bound to make a mess. Hindi pretty yung process na yun. And there will be old parts here and there na makikasalubong pa rin, makikita mo pa rin. But you have to acknowledge that it's, again, part of the process. The mess is part of the process. Sometimes, you need to get things messy muna bago mo sila ayusin. You know how pag naglilinis tayo ng kwarto, di ba? Pag naglilinis ka ng display cases mo or anything, kailangan mo munang ikalat sila lahat bago mo sila i-reorganize sa tama nilang lalagyan. Ganun din when it comes to our old selves. May mga bagay na hindi in one fell swoop ay matatanggal. You'll make a mess and embrace that mess kasi it'll help you sort things out. Ano yung mga things that you want to keep or not in the future. Okay? So again, we have two growing pains already. You'll be vulnerable. Number two, you'll make a mess. We have two more coming up. But before that, let's take a quick break.
I haven't been posting a lot of videos lately and here's why. This is the official planner para sa mga tryhards. I created this planner with one goal, which is to make a planner that's good enough for you to destroy. Ano ibig sabihin ko dyan? Alam ko yung feeling na bagong-bago yung planner mo, mabango pa, at dahil ang ganda-ganda niya, parang ayaw mong sulatan. Kaya I wanted something na pagkahawak ninyo, gustong-gusto nyo ng simulan na sulatan kahit pangit ang handwriting mo o wala kang maisulat. This planner is undated. Parang ikaw. Which means you can start using it or stop using it whenever. Hanggat may space pa siya. This planner may also be the best worst looking planner you'll ever get. Anong ibig sabihin ko dyan? This planner comes with its own ink stains, coffee stains, doodles, at kung ano-ano pa para hindi ka ma-threaten. Kasi nga, diba, mabuti nang magulo yung planner pero maayos yung buhay kesa maayos yung planner pero magulo yung buhay. O paano naman yung mga walang plano? Pwede rin to sa'yo. It includes its own set of activities para matulungan ka to find kahit one goal lang for this next year. So that's it. This is the I Don't Just Try, I Try Hard planner for tryhards like me. And whether you're using this planner, another type of planner, old pages from old notebooks, or printouts like I did before, what matters most is not the planner itself, but how you use it. Use it well.
Get yours today by messaging the Like and Regalia Facebook page.
All right, welcome back to our podcast talking about growing pains, di ba? O ito na, vulnerable ka na, messy ka na, ano pa? Medyo ano naman tayo, uptick naman tayo ng konti, medyo positive naman ng konti. Although may onti pa rin medyo challenge dito, which is this. The third growing pain is that you will stand out. Hindi mo to maiiwasan. When you're growing, there are people you will outgrow. There are situations you will outgrow. There are certain things that will not fit. Kasi mas malaki ka na than before. And I'm not saying that's all about clothes or a lifestyle or anything like that. There are things that will be left behind when you grow. And you will stand out and you will be different. And people will wonder ano nangyari sa'yo. You will get comments like, oh, nagbago ka na. And then in your brain, just think, nagbago nga ako, but is it for the better? And do you get to say if it's for the better or do I get to say na it's for the better? I'm saying that, again, not saying na madali yung process kasi that's actually one of the hardest things for me whenever I grow into a different version of myself. And again, I was looking through my old journals kasi when I saw this. Pero meron talaga akong mga projects, mga Leica 2.0. May mga ganun-ganun pa ako noong 2013-2014. And hindi ko na alam kung anong Leica version to ngayon. Version 10.01.09, whatever. But consistent dun sa process na yun, na laging merong pushback from other people who are comfortable with the version of you that they've already figured out or that they've already learned how to manipulate. So when pag nagbabago ka, nagtitake ka na ng stand, hindi nila gusto. Magre-react sila, magpaparinig sila, magagalit sila sa'yo. They will say na, ano ka na, mayabang ka na ngayon, masyado ka ng, you're too big for your britches. Kumbaga, kahit na kung tutusin yung growth mo naman has been long overdue. Or that hindi mo naman siya pinanghahampas sa mukha nila. Like, you're just growing and they get uncomfortable with that. So I want you to imagine this, ano, no, this picture. Kunyari, di ba, nasa isang goldfish kayo. Tapos, kunyari, iba-iba kayong isda doon. Tapos ikaw, lumaki ka na. Mas malaki ka na kaysa dati. Siyempre, kung nasa isang confined space kayo at mas malaki ka na kaysa sa ibang mga kasama mo dati, they would think or they would automatically feel like hinohord mo or kinukuha mo yung space for them. Like you're choking them because you're now bigger than who you are, who you were before. Kasalanan ba ng goldfish kung lumaki siya? Lumiit ba yung bowl? Lumiit ba yung fish bowl? Hindi naman. Pero it feels like that for them. As it would feel like that for you too. You know, ang isa pang metaphor ko dito is Harper. So if you're not familiar with Harper, in this household, there are two dogs. So si Haley and si Harper. And Harper is a golden retriever. So medyo mabilis yung paglaki niya. At malaki yung paglaki niya. And as a puppy, she would love to sit on my lap. And kasalanan ko ba kung na-enjoy ko naman yun? Kasi, well, si Haley naman kasi kinakalong ko rin. And I used to work with Harper on my lap. And over time, as Harper grew bigger and bigger, she would still try to sit on my lap. But dahil 28 kilos na siya, so imagine niyo na lang, sumigat pa siya sa kalahating kaba ng bigas, hindi na siya kasha sa lap ko. As in, physically, hindi na siya kasha. My thighs are too thin for her. And whenever she tries to do that, she would give me a look ng malungkot. As in, tara nakikita mo, although hindi siya nagsasalita, of course, no? She's a dog. But you would see her face, like, fall. Parang naging crestfallen siya. Malungkot siya. Tapos titinan niya ako na parang, what happened? Parang, why? Why are you so small? Takang-taka siya sa size niya. Na parang, bakit lumiit kayong lahat? And sa tingin ko ganun, no? Kasi siya, hindi niya alam na lumaki siya, eh. Wala siyang point of reference. Sa isip niya siguro, ay lumiliit yung bahay, ay lumiliit kayo, ay lumiliit si Ate Haley, ay lumiliit yung table. Kasi lumalaki siya. So, I'm also sharing this with you kasi in the same way na other people would be uncomfortable with you standing out and being bigger, there will be times that you yourself will be uncomfortable with you being bigger and the world seeming small for you. Mapapaisip ka, parang dati okay naman ako dito, ah. Okay naman ako sa space na to, okay naman ako sa ganitong treatment sa akin, bakit ngayon hindi na? Maybe kasi you already found your worth and you understand na, okay, hindi nagbago yung surroundings ko with me, hindi sila nag-change with me. So you will feel bad about yourself. Hiramin natin yung linya ni Mother Taylor Swift, no? Diba? Yung dun sa anti-hero na song na parang she feels like a giant, too big, di ba? Trudging in sa isang city. And the music video is really apt for this conversation. Sometimes you feel like the world isn't designed for you in your size right now. And I'm saying this not for you to wreck everything. Na parang, deserve ko to. Let me claim my space all the time. Hindi naman ganun. I don't want you to assert your growth sa ibang tao. Lalo na dun sa mga tao na hindi pa handa mag-grow. Which could be frustrating in another conversation. I-reserve natin yan sa future. But when you're growing and you embrace the process, you just understand that it's uncomfortable for you, it's uncomfortable for other people. And sometimes the reason why we feel so choked dun sa kunasan tayo is because hindi na yun yung tamang lugar para sa atin. Kailangan na natin mag-step out. Kailangan natin mag-build ng bigger na fishbowl. Maghanap ng mas malaking aquarium kasi hindi na tayo kasya dun sa kung nasaan tayo dati. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. Nag-grow ka eh. Anong gagawin natin, di ba? Some things need to change. Yan. Medyo mabigat. Pero kaya niyan. Kaya natin to. Ako rin. Now, the fourth thing that we need to talk about, and I need to stress this, is this. Even if the first three things we talked about are difficult or uncomfortable, the fourth thing is this. You'll be okay. Straightforward. You'll be okay. We'll be okay. Growing is okay. You'll eventually be okay. It may not feel like that right now. Say right now, you've outgrown your friend group. You've outgrown your circle. You've outgrown your work, your job. You're looking into maybe finding greener pastures in the future. It's difficult right now. But know this, that you will be okay. Kasi ang growth comes with its own set of benefits then. Comes with its own set of strengths then. And sometimes, yung feeling na bakit ako nandito, uncomfortable to, vulnerable ako, makalat, di ko nakokontrol yung sarili ko minsan, like all of these changes happening sa akin, yung rage building inside of me, like all of those will make sense in the future. And you can channel that into something productive. One of the things that I wrote a long, long time ago, this was way before I even started creating video lessons on YouTube. But I would always tell people, sometimes it's not you. No? When our dreams don't succeed, when things don't work out, sometimes it's not because there's anything wrong with you, but just that where you're meant to be is not yet ready for you. Binibuild pa yung lugar kung saan ka dapat nandun. The people around you in the future, hindi pa sila nandun sa tamang places, hindi pa sila nakarating dun, hindi pa sila ready for you. So, hinihinog pa yung pupuntahan mo bago ka makakarating doon. Alam niyo yung imagine niyo kunyari may talk kayo or may acting gig or anything like that. Alam niyo nasa holding room ka pa lang kasi inaayos pa nila yung stage. And uncomfortable minsan, masikip, 'di ba? Mag-isa ka doon, agitated ka, tapos parang kinakabahan ka lalo. Pero hinuhold ka doon sa isang room na 'yon, doon ka muna kasi dine-design pa ng maigi yung lugar kung saan ka dapat talaga nandoon. Growth is not easy. Growth could be painful. Growth could be challenging. But my hope in this conversation is that we get to talk about the reality of the situation to help you prepare better as you move along this journey sa life. And that you figure out that even if it's hard, it's uncomfortable, all of these things, it's going to make you feel vulnerable, it's going to make a mess, it's going to be worth it at the end. Kasi you'll be okay. And everyone else will be okay. Because the truth is, when we grow, we don't just grow for ourselves. We grow to build a bigger space for others too. Balikan ko yung metaphor ng goldfish before we end this. Sabi ko sa inyo, kunyari goldfish ko sa isang bowl, tas lumaki ka. Tas sumikip yung space for the other goldfish. When they see you, ay, parang ang laki niya. Gayahin ko nga siya, di ba? Gusto ko rin mag-grow. And then they grow. Sometimes it takes a lot of us growing, becoming more aware of ourselves, of our rights, of our strengths, of our dreams, and what we want to happen. If enough of us feel like that and we grow into the fullness of who we could be, the world where we are in right now, itong mga places, physical spaces that we take up, hindi nila tayo kayang i-hold. And so nagkakaroon ng translation in the real world, na kailangan mag-expand din itong mga spaces na to for us. Kasi kulang na yung room for us. One of the hardest struggles as a teacher, as an educator, sabihin na natin, is encouraging people to dream big sa totoo lang. I've met so many people who are afraid to dream big. Not because they feel small, necessarily, but because hindi yun na ituro sa kanila, wala sa options na yun. Wala yung ability na yun sa kanila. But by making conversations like this, by talking about it here, if you're listening to this, I'm hoping that you find it in your heart na kahit na sa isang sitwasyon ka ngayon na restrictive, hindi ka pa naiintindihan, hindi ka pa nasusuportahan sa kung ano yung gusto mo, bide your time, be patient, keep growing. And then eventually, when more of us find each other, hopefully we can create real life impact out there. Ang daming Pilipino sa totoo lang, hindi marunong mangarap. Ang daming specifically Filipino Christians who are oppressed or enclosed in certain spaces, told what not to do, what to do, dinumero tayong lahat. Pero when we, more of us, grow, sana maging overwhelming na yung changes that we want to implement in life. And I'm hoping that these conversations that drop dun sa ocean na yun, leading to the right direction for this. So sa inyong lahat who are still listening, again, keep growing with us, no? Keep growing with the podcast. We have more conversations like this in the future. We crossed our 100 marker na. But I'm excited for other things to talk with you kasi I'm still growing and learning with you as well. So don't forget to follow the podcast if you haven't yet. Join us sa conversations natin online and offline. You can DM me, message me sa personal accounts ko. I'll try my best to respond there. And yeah, keep dreaming big dreams. Diba? Sabi nga, dream big, work hard, start now. Don't let anyone who calls you try hard keep you from actually trying hard. I'm excited to see you out there. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye!